GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Hey, we got Justin Thomas on with us. It seems appropriate. So, hey, appreciate the time. Good morning.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Well, what's this tournament mean to you? We talked to your dad about it a little bit, but you tell us what it means to you.
Yeah, it means a lot. Obviously, just Harmony in general is a very special place in my heart. You know, growing up here, a lot of great memories. My entire childhood was spent here just trying to dig it out of the dirt and find it a little bit and, you know, practice while Dad was teaching until we could he could get done and we could go play some golf. But so to see, have these kids come out here and be a part of the AJGA, which is a tour that meant a lot to me and was a huge reason of the success that I've had and getting college exposure and everything like that is great. So to be able to kind of collide both of those worlds is really, really neat.
And there's great stories about this. I mean, we were just hearing, you know, that the girl that flew in from British Columbia yesterday, that it was worth her while. She shoots a 66 and now she's in the tournament. I mean, there's some great, great stories out of this.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what's really cool to me is even through not only here, obviously running into kids that stories like that, but whether it be at golf tournaments or just running into, you know, a junior randomly and just say, hey, you know, I tried to qualify for your event or I played in your event. And I mean, a kid at the Masters this year, you know, he's like, I won your tournament 2 years ago. And
wow.
I just was like, I couldn't believe it. And it's stuff like that that's really, really inspiring and the reason that, you know, we're doing this. So it's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, your dad was just one of the things he wanted you to do was give back. And that's mm-hmm. what you guys get to do a lot with this tournament, right?
Yeah, exactly. I'm very fortunate to be in a position to do something like this. But, you know, this is my dad's baby. He really, really enjoys putting a lot of work and effort into it. And he likes to stay busy. So this is a great opportunity and reason for him to do so. And even more so than me, a place that's very been incredible to him.
Yeah, we were just talking as well. I mean, I can't imagine in 2024 when you have the PGA here in town. What's that's going to be? Just got to be unbelievable for you.
Yeah, I would imagine so. I mean, I don't want to look too far into the future because I know it's going to be a long week. It might be a good week to change my number on Monday and just kind of, you know. It's going to be very special to be in my hometown and be in front of a lot of friends and family, but it's going to be a work week, and I'm going to need to somehow try to stay focused.
Here with Justin Thomas, 93 in the Ville, ESPN 680, as we're out here at the Justin Thomas Junior Championships. What's some of the advice you give some of the kids? I'm sure they're all asking for advice. What's the best advice you think you give them out here?
Honestly, just to make the best out of what you have, and I think stay patient. I think it's very tough at a young age to I mean, everybody matures at different ages, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I mean, it took me a little while to get into my own, but just understanding that you can, especially at the age that these kids are at, that you can really make whatever you want out of what you're doing. Make them, and not doesn't even necessarily have to be golf. You know, if you're passionate about something, you want to do it. You can work hard enough to achieve whatever you want, but you know, you might need to change your priorities a little bit. Yeah. You know, I think of myself a lot. There's a lot of things. You know, I was probably the only kid that never had a spring break in high school, but it was because I was either practicing or playing golf, and I was fine with that. So it's just enjoyment, practice, and just love what you're doing.
You know, some people can, I mean, because I've taught tennis, and I know people who won't teach their own kids because it just doesn't work. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not everybody can take, you know, all the advice from their dad. I mean, how tough was it? Has it ever been tough at times?
Oh, it's definitely been tough at times. Yeah. It's not a while, but I would say probably not until the last 4 or 5 years is. And a lot of it probably had to do with me maturing. I mean, as a 19, 20-year-old, you don't really want to listen to everything your dad says, but but I finally learned that he does have my best interest at heart, which is didn't seem like that at times. But I mean, I'll still get on him from time to time because he is my coach when we're out there. He's not my dad when we're on the range. He's my coach. So we're very good at separating the two and differentiating it to where, you know, there's never any hard feelings. It's just when we're out here, it's player coach. When we're back home, it's father son. So it's been great.
What do you think's allowed you to stay on tour? What's made you, because it's a tough tour to remain mm-hmm. on, and you remain successful at it. What's allowed you to do that?
I think hard work, consistency. I mean, I this is what I love to do. This is what I plan on doing for a very long time. And as long as I keep loving it and enjoy it and have that will and passion to want to be the best player in the world, then I'm going to keep working at it accordingly. So, I mean, I don't take what I do, you know, lightly. Mm-hmm. I definitely have my times where I get away and I try to still be a normal person and you know, be a kid in their 20s. But I when it's time to work, it's time to work. And you know, I might have to hurt some feelings. I might have to say no to some things. But, you know, playing golf at a very high level on the PGA Tour is a big, big thing to me.
How involved are you in the wedding planning?
not too involved. I mean, Jill's been great in terms of, she knows during tournament weeks to leave it alone. And, yeah. And when we have some time off, she can hammer me with some questions. But, it's her day, not mine.
What's the rest of your year looking like now? Because you said you're not playing this week?
No, I'm off yeah. this week. And then I have the playoffs. So Memphis, mm-hmm. Delaware, Atlanta, and then a couple weeks off. And then President's Cup. And hopefully. And then, I'm not really sure how the fall is going
to
play out. Yeah.
We were talking to your dad as well that, you know, obviously your dad, PGA Tour professional, and you guys have grown up with that. And obviously the biggest story right now is the LIV Tour and the PGA Tour. I'm sure they've come after you, but, I mean, you seem like a guy who's committed to the PGA Tour.
Yeah, absolutely. We're committed to just trying to keep improving the PGA Tour and get it as good as it can possibly be and just you know, there's always going to be things, no matter where you're at, what organization you're playing on, no matter what sport you're at, that can always improve. And as long as those improvements are willing and trying to be made, then all of us are going to continue to be happy. And I think, you know, Jay's done a good job of that, of trying to continue to improve the PGA Tour, and we're doing all that we can to help them. So, that's where we're at right now.
Do you ever, like, get mad at the players that have gone to the other tours? Does it affect your relationship with any of those guys?
I wasn't, like, super close to any. I mean, I have great relationships with plenty of them, but, their decision is their decision, and it's not I'm not necessarily losing any sleep over, you know, what they decide to do.
What this week, what's your favorite moment, favorite thing you get to do this whole week?
Just seeing the joy and the happiness probably in the kids' faces is really cool. It's something that you can't necessarily, like, explain or you just have to experience it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's, you know, when I have kids come up to me, you know, like yesterday, like, hey, we drove here from Chicago, we came from British Columbia, like, we wanted to play in your event, and, like, that means a lot to me, you know. Yeah. It might not seem like it because it's like, oh, I just popped in for, you know, my tournament or a day or two, but it's like, no, like, I'm here, I was in these kids' shoes, you know, my mom drove me to a lot of places to play in these qualifiers, to play in these tournaments, and, you know, there's no reason that any of these kids can't be in my shoes in 10 years. Yeah. So, you know, if I can inspire a couple kids and I can try to be a role model to them, then it's a very successful week.
Is he ever heckled by this guy, Clint Glasscock, out here at Harmony Landing? Ever give you any grief?
Maybe, you know, lock me in a locker a couple of times, but other than that, no, not really.
You know, it's been amazing to watch. And, you know, I remember Justin, he was 5 and 6 years old. It was really interesting. When it was 95 degrees out here, he had long pants on. Yeah. He was 5 or 6. He's like a consummate professional even at that age. But, Justin, I just want to thank you for the local community, for bringing this back here to the town, for what you've done for local charities, what you've done for our high school, St. X. I can tell you this community is 100% behind you, and it's just been amazing to watch, and we're so proud of you.
I appreciate that.
One last thing, you have to settle a controversy. Do you ever get announced from Goshen, or have you made it clear you want to be announced from Louisville at the starters tee?
I started with Goshen, but the amount, probably one of every three or four times it was mispronounced, so I'm just like, I'm just going to say Louisville. So.
And they don't mispronounce Louisville?
Well, it's better than Goshen, and I got a couple Goshen New Yorks, and I'm just like, I'm just going to go with Louisville, because it was getting a little annoying every first tee. They're like, is it Goshen or Goshen? I'm like, it's just Louisville.
So when you get in a cab and somebody says, where are you from?
Louisville.
Yeah. Okay.
You're a lot better than saying Goshen. Oh, where's Goshen? Oh, it's just outside Louisville. Oh, what direction? Just Louisville.
Yeah, just make leave it there. Well, Justin, we really appreciate it, man.
Thanks so much
for making some time.
Appreciate it.
There you go. Justin Thomas with us here out of the Justin Thomas Junior Championships. We're here with our friends from Focus.
UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. upsjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.